The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara, we're starting on Sadi Aleph. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Amar Mor, Toda Minayin. How do we know that Toda, Korban Toda, gets Nesachim? So the Pasuk says, Ozevah. So we learn from the word O. Ozeribui. It's an extra word. Comes to include. Ra'es atu toda lav zevahu. Isn't toda zevah? Zevah zeshadamim. And we know already zevah, the Pasuk says zevah gets the nesachim. So toda zevah. So it should get zevahim also. It should get nesachim also. That's the Gemara's question. Tzarich. Salkadatach amina. I would have thought that since it has already lechem with it, it's coming with the breads, the 40 loaves. So that's like the nesachim, that covers the nesachim. Maybe it doesn't need nesachim. Gemara says, "Umay shena me'el nazir, di'ika bahadeh lechem uba'ay nesachim." So what do you mean? Why should it be different than the nazir when he brings his korban? And there's also lechem in the korban of the nazir, and there's also nesachim. Over there, in the case of the Nazir, it's Shne Minim, which means it's two loaves over there, two types of bread. Haka Arba'at Minim. Here it's four. It's Rikikin, and you have the Rebucha, and so on and so forth. You have the four different loaves, so you would have thought four loaves is poter from the Sakim. Kamash Ma'lan, that what? That even so, you still need Nesachim. Okay. So what we proved here is that the Korban Torah needs Nesachim. So Gemara says, V'lechtov Rahmana Lefalle Neder O Ben Daba V'lo Ba'e Ola. We learned earlier, in the earlier part, from the word Ola that's written in the Parashah of Nesachim, we learn that anything like an Ola, Ola comes b'nedaba, for example. So the Ola gets a Nesachim. What do you have to write Ola about? Because it says the Pasuk already, Neder on Nedaba. So when Neder on Nedaba, that would already include Ola. Because Ola comes as a Neder, you can make a Neder, Hare Alai Ola, or you could say Hare Zu Ola. So the Chaura Ola, it was included in Neder Unedaba. What did you need Ola and Neder Unedaba? So Gemara says, "Ilo katav Rahmana Ola." He didn't say the word Ola. Havamina v'asitem ishei l'Hashem klal. Lefale Neder Unedaba prat. Re'anichowa chazar uklal klal prat uklal. E atadan ella. כן, הפירת. מה הפירת מפורש? דבר שאינו בא על חטא, אף כל שאין בא על חטא. I would have made a klal, prat, klal in the pasuk. The first words are klal, then you have ola as a prat, and then you have the klal at the end. And I would have said, what does a klal, prat, klal do? Comes along and says that you include things that are כן, הפרט, that are similar to the prat. So I would say, מה הפרט? That it's an item, she'eno ba'al het, korban olah doesn't come for a het, so too all korbanot that don't come al het will need a nesachim. What are we excluding? Otzi chatat ve'asham, she'em ba'in al het. That would exclude to me chatat ve'asham, because this comes for sins. Avi bechoru ma'aseru pesach, she'em ba'in al het. But to the klal prat klal, I would include ma'aser. Because Ma'asir Be'ema is not for a sin. I would also include Bechor, and I would also include Pesach. She'enu Ba'al Chet. So if it was just a klal, prat, klal, I would have been Mema'et, Chet, and Asham, and I would have included Ma'asir, Bechor, and Pesach. Tamud Lomar. That's what the Pasuk comes along and says. Ola. So what does the Ola come and say? To Mema'et all the other Korbanot. Don't make a klal prat klal like you did. Ela, the word Ola is coming to Mema'et, all the Korbanot of Choba that are coming, even those that are not coming to be Mechaper. Which means, at the end of the day, the word Ola is going to minimize. With the Klal Prat Klal, I would have included Bechor and Ma'asir and Pesach. But now that I have the word Ola, Ola minimizes. And comes and tells me, even those you don't bring Nesachim for. Right. Once already you minimize from the word Ola, so then what's the Klal and Prat Klal coming to include? You do still have a Klal Prat Klal over here. The Ola minimized. But what's the Klal Prat? And which you minimize? Maaser, you minimized Bechor, you minimized Pesach. So what's the Klal Prat Klal coming to include? The Gemara says, Ma Prat Meforash, She'eno Mechoyav. Ve'omed, af kol she'enu mechoyav ve'omed. So comes and says like this: the prat is what korban ola, just like korban ola. You're not mechoyav to bring a korban ola. It's on your own volition you bring it. Af kol, so to all she'enu mechoyav ve'omed. Any type of korban you're not hayav to bring will need nesachin. So what is that coming to include? Nekal praklal. Navi Valdot Kadashim. What's Valdot Kadashim? Let's say a Behemad Kadashim, for example, the Shlamim gave birth. So that Valad you have to bring as a Korban. And it needs Nesachim. Utmuratan, you made Timura, let's say. You exchange the Kiddushah to another animal. Baya Utmurato Kodesh. You have to bring Nesachim for the Timura. The Ola Ba'amina Mutarot, like we learned in yesterday's daf. Korban Ola that comes from the extra funds. Or the extra money that they have, that they brought korban olah lekayitzam mizbeah, so that gets an olah, gets the sakhim as well. The asham shenitak neri'iyah, korban asham. There's certain korban ashams that the law is you let it graze till it gets a blemish, and then you sell it, and then you use the money and you buy a korban. The basic rule is like this: anytime a korban hatat is put to death, if the same thing happens to a korban asham. It's put to grazed. And it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you pode it, and then you buy a Ola. Ola Nidaba, and the Hadush of the Pasuk is that Ola Nidaba would need Nesachim. And also, any Korban that was brought Shelo Lishma, we learned earlier in Masechet Zebahim that Kol HaZebahim, Nizbehu Shelo Lishma Kesherim, Velo Alu LeBaalehem. So the Hadush over there is that it's Kesher and it needs Nesachim. So therefore, basically, the structure of the pasuk is like this: we have the word Ola, and we have the klal prat klal. So the word Ola minimizes, and the klal prat klal adds. The Ola comes to minimize Maaser, Bechor, and Pesach from Nesachim, and the klal prat klal comes to include these examples that we just said that they will need Nesachim. The hash that the Amar, the Gemara continues, and now that you said. Oh, the drasha, which means we learned earlier that when we have the word oh is giving a drasha, or is for drasha. So now the Gemara says, lefal leneder, o bin daba, lama li lehalekam. It says you need nesachim for a neder o nedaba. What's the o coming to include? Which means, already we established that the word O, Yidoresh. So once you Doresh O, for example, we were Doresh, Tzon O Bakar. So therefore, Umina Bakar Umina Tzon. We were Doresh. We made Hadushim on that. That Rabbi Yonatan said, Umina Bakar Umina Tzon, that you have to bring Shanoded Lavi Ola, Yachol Ekeim Et Dro, Ayedev Vaad Behema Ahad Belvad. Correct. The O came and told me, remember if you learned on earlier daf, that if you make a neder, Hare alai ola, don't think you have to bring tzon and bakar. It says tzon o bakar. You can bring either tzon or bakar. So once you're telling me that the O is nedrash, so what do we do with the O of nefale neder o nedaba? What do you do with that O? Tzarich. Sakadatachamina ademaite neder undaba. Lo libayin nesachim, kamash malan I would have thought that maybe you only have to bring the Sakhim when you bring a Neder and a Nedava together. But if you bring a Neder alone or a Nedava alone, I would have thought you don't have to bring the Sakhim. Kamash Malan the word or to tell me that even when you bring them individually, you have to bring the Sakhim. That's good according to the Biyoshia that holds what? That you need a special derasha, you need the word or is separating them. However, according to Rabbi Yonatan, why do you need the word "or"? Because we have a general rule. According to Rabbi Yonatan, so long as the pasuk does not say yahdav, automatically they're separate. So therefore, it doesn't say the word yahdav. So therefore, automatically they're separate. So then, what does the "or" do according to him? According to the first rabbi, the "or" is coming to mehalek. What is it coming to mehalek? They come and tell me that if you make a you might have thought that you need to bring the and the Sakhim only when you bring both a Neder and a Nedaba. Kabashwan the or that even you bring them separately, you have to bring in the Sakhim. But according to the rabbi called Rabbi Yonatan, that says automatically it's separate. It's separate unless it says the word Yahdav, which means.
What's the
derasha for? What's the derasha for? And until it says Yahdav, we know it's not together. We know it's separate. So what is awful? It's like Hadadah Khamina. I have a Hadush for him as well. Aiten Neder Lechode Lebayen Esachim. Aiten Nedaba Lechode Lebayen Esachim. Aiten Neder Undaba Tiske Bin Sachim Dehad. Kavash Ma'alam. Says, I would have thought without the word oh, that what? Yeah, it's separate. Meaning, you bring a Neder, you bring a Sachim. You bring a Nedaba, you bring a Sachim. But I would have thought that let's say you bring a Neder and a Nedaba, maybe I think you only need one. Maybe you just bring one Nesachim for both of them. That's why the Or comes and tells them that even when you bring a Neder and a Nedaba, they're going to be needing a separate Nesachim for each one. So the Gemara says, fine. Once already you tell me the Rashot on the Or, it says in the Pasuk, O be Mo'adechem. Lamali. What do I need the Or by the word? Be Mo'adechem. Salkata dachamina, ani mile de kamaiti ola beneder, ushlamim benedaba, iname ipcha. Which means, I would have thought that when do you need nesachim for the following korbanot? When you bring an ola as a neder, or you bring a shlamim as a nedaba, or vice versa. Ava lecha de kamaiti ola ushlamim beneder. But let's say you bring an ola, two korbanot, an ola and a shlamim as a neder. Iname ola ushlamim two korbanot as a nedaba, shem neder echad v'shem nedaba achati. It's one neder, and therefore one neder of an ola and ushlamim, or one nedaba of an ola ushlamim. V'tiskele b'nesachim dechad. I wonder if maybe we can get away with one nesachim. Kama shmalan o b'mu'adechem. The Or comes to teach me that even if I bring two korbanot of a neder or two korbanot of a nedaba, I have to bring two nesachim. Gemara says, okay, v'chi ta'aseh ben bakar ola o zabah lamali. What is the O over there coming and teaching me? It's tarich. Salka de tachamina. Hani mi li'echa de kamayti ola ushlamim beneder. Iname ola ushlamim benedava. I would have said, yes, maybe only when you bring two different korbanot as a neder, or two different korbanot as a neder, but two different korbanot, bottom line. That's why you need two nesachim. But when you bring the same korban, two olot, hada beneder v'hada benedaba, ina mishne shlamim, hada beneder v'had benedaba, ema shem shlamim ahati shem ola ahati. Maybe you go after the korban, and since it's bottom line, same ola, it's two olot, or it's two shlamim. I would have thought maybe you only do one nesachim. The tiskele b'nesachim dehad kamash ma'adan. That even so, when you're bringing the same korban, shte olot, had a dnev, had a daba, it mandates two separate nesachim. Lefale neder o shelamim lamali. What it says again, lefale neder o shelamim. What's the o? Sagada gamina, hanimili hecha demaiti shte olot, had a beneder, had a bendaba, ina mishte shlamim, had a bendaba, had a bendaba. So maybe in that case, where you're bringing shte olot or shne shlamim, one for a neder and one for a nedaba, then I'll say you need two nesachim. Aval echad dekamayti shte olot ben neder or shte olot ben daba, Here you're doing everything together. You're bringing Shne Olot Bin Daba. So the name of the Korban is the same, and the type of the Korban is the same. Or Shne Shlamim Bin Eder. So the type of Korban is the same, and the way you bring it is all the same. So I would have thought Shem Ola Echadu V'Shem Neder Echadu. Even in that case, you need to bring two nisachim. The lesson learned from all this over here is no matter what you bring, you need to bring a separate nisachim for each situation. The Rabbi Yoshiya Gemara asks, min abakar o min atzon lamali, which means earlier we learned that it said yesterday's not min abakar min atzon was coming to exclude, you don't need nesachim when it comes to olat ta'of. Because it says bakar and son. Bakar and son animals. So Rabbi Yoshiya learned, v'me'uteh basar of. But we never discussed what he does with the word oh. So I was going back to that. Rabbi Yoshiya, hi, mena bakar o mena tzon amali. So Gemara says, salkarat hakamina, hani mile. When do we say that you need nesachim for each korban, betre mine, which means when you have two different species of korbanot, for example, tzon and bakar. Aval behada mina, but let's say you have shne bakar or shne tzon, tiskile b'nesachim dehad. I would have thought maybe you can get away with one nesachim, kamash ma'lan, then even if you bring the same behema twice, you still have to bring two different nesachim. Okay? Contributioshiya. Kacha ta'asu la'ehad lamali. Oh, if that's the case, but the pasuk clearly says kacha ta'asu la'ehad. That clearly says each individual korban needs nesachim. why do I do with that pasuk? You just told me already that I would have to have amina that what you have to bring one for both. But what do you mean? It clearly says in the pasuk kacha ta'asu la'ehad. That each one of the nesachim, each one of the korban needs its own nesachim. What do you do with that? Oh, I'll tell you what I do with that. I'll tell you a bigger hadush. Sakat dakamina hanimili bezeh harzeh. Maybe that's only talking about where you consecrated the korbanot one after the other. So when you consecrated, even shtei olot, let's say, you did them separately, or then I would say, since you consecrated them separately, so each one needs a separate nesachim. But let's say you consecrated the two olot simultaneously, and you brought them to the Beit HaMikdash at the same time. Tiskele b'nesachim dehad. I would have thought maybe you can get away with one nesachim. Kamashma'lan. That even in such a case, you need to have two nesachim. So again, all cases need their own item, their own nesach. Whether it's two olot, whether it's two nedarim, all of also in olah nishtamim. All the more so in Eder and Eder Abba. And the Hadush of is, even if you consecrated them together and you brought them to Beit HaMikdash together, two Olot at the same time, and you brought them to Beit HaMikdash, doesn't matter, you still need two Nesachim. Ela, quote from the Mishnah, Shehatato shel Metzora v'ashamo ta'un Nesachim. So we said that the Hatat of the Metzora, let's go back, normally a Hatat does not mandate Nesachim. Normally an Asham does not mandate Nesachim. There is an exception, however. The Chatat of a Mesorah has Nesachim, as well as the Asham of the Mesorah. The Tanur Rabbanan, by the Korban Mesorah, it says the following pasuk, Ushlosha Esronim, Solet Mincha. Now, three Esronim. When it says three Esronim, must be talking about the Korban of the Mesorah, because we learned there's three Korbanot by the Mesorah. And each korban gets one esaron. So therefore, b'mincha ba'ay mazibah ketu medaber. This must be talking about the mincha that comes with the korban. When it says ushtashlim solim mincha, this is talking about the mincha that comes with the zevach, with the three korbanot of the mitzora. Ata omer b'mincha ba'ay mazibah. O eno ela b'mincha haba'ah b'fnei atzma. Who told you that this is the mincha that comes with the zevach? Maybe this is talking about stam a mincha that comes alone as itself. שמא סולת זו היא מנחה שהמצורע חייב להביא בפני עצמה. כלומר שמא היא מנחה רגילה. Well, who told you that this is the menha that's coming with the korbanot? Maybe this just means tam, that Mitzurah is also chayav to bring a mincha, not connected to the korbanot. He brings a mincha regular, like they bring like a normal guy brings a mincha. You can't say that because you omer ne'ala kohen et ha'ola et ha'mincha. Clearly says, and the kohen will bring the ola and the mincha and the mizbeach. By the way, the mincha of the Mitzurah, all of it goes on the mizbeach. So therefore it says, ve'omer ve'mincha ba'ayim azivach ketub edaber, because the pasuk clearly says that the mincha is coming because of the ola. It's not stam a mincha, it's coming connected to the ola. Oh, and it comes along and says there's three estronim, so it must be one is for the ola, one is coming for the other korbanot as well, the hatat and the asham. Adayin in yudayim to'unan etzachim. Okay, fine, v'im lav, but the pasuk doesn't tell me yet if he needs wine or not. All I've established on the pasuk is Tumah Metzora that brings three korbanot, and there's three astronim of solid that come with the korbanot. But you didn't tell me yet, Yayin. Now go back to the parashah of Nesachim. This is not in the story of the Metzora. Back to the parashah of the Nesachim. In Bamidbar, what does it say? Yayin la nesach nevi'i ta'in ta'aseh al ha'ola o la zavah lakeh be'esa echad. Now this pasuk is totally extra, because already we learned korban ola, and we learned about shilamim already. So therefore, all these words are extra in the pasuk. So you know what we learn from here? Ola zu olat metzora, zeva zu hatat metzora, ola zava zu asham metzora. Amazing. From one pasuk, we have three extra words to teach me that each korban of the metzora has its own nesachim. It's a totally extra pasuk. Because I know already Ola has Nesachim, and I know Zevach has Nesachim. So what does the Pasuk say? Again, Ola or Zavach? Ola is one word. O is one word. Zavach has one word. To come and tell me that what? That the three Korbanot of the Metzorah get Nesachim. V'tipuk le tarvayu min Zevach. Which means, hold it. The word Zevach, as I'm going to show you now, the Gemara is going to say, can be including two items. Can be including Hatat and Asham. Like we said, why did you need three inclusive words? The Chaura, we could have learned Hatat and Asham of the Mitzurah from the one word of Zeva. How damar mor Hatat ve'Asham minayim. Okay, we have a Nazir. What does the Nazir do at the end of his Nazirut? He shaves his hair. And what does he do? He puts it on the fire. That's under the Hatat and or under the Asham. How do I know he could put the hair under either of the Korbanot? Tamud omar Zeva. It says, "Benatana la'esh asher tachat zevach hashelamim." So, from the word zeva, we know he can put it either under the hatat or under the asham. So, you see the what? That the word zeva refers to hatat or asham. So, now in that extra pasuk over there, why did you need three terminologies? The chaura, you could have learned hatat and asham of the mesurah nisachim from the one word zeva. Ani milecha detarvayu ki adadi ninu. Over there, because in the case of the nazir, the Hatat and Hashem are coming for the same purpose. They're coming to makshir him. They're coming to allow him to finish his Nazirut. And that's why I would say Zevach, because the Hatat and Hashem have the same function. But by the Metzorah, two different functions. The Hashem is coming to matir the Metzorah, to come into the Mahane, and the Hatat is to mechaper on his Zara'ar. So it's two different items. I would say that the word Zeva does not include both of them. That's why Ba'ina Terekra'e. Therefore, we need two different Lashonot in the Pesuki. Good, now the Gemara goes back. It's going to analyze Zeva, Zu Hatat Mesura. You told me the word Zeva and that Pesuk in Bamidbar by the Nesachim comes to tell me that what? That the Hatat Mesura needs Nesachim. Who told you the Ema Zu Hatat the Asham de Nazir? Who told you that Pasuk is talking about a Metzorah? Maybe that Pasuk is teaching you that the Hatat and the Asham of a Nazir needs Nisuch. Lo Salka Datach Netanya. Because it says in the Perashah that talks about the Nazir. Umin Hatam Venezkehem. Be'olato Ubishlama Vakatu Medaber. This Pasuk is talking about the Korbanot of the Nazir. Umin Hatam Venezkehem. That when they bring the Korbanot, they have to bring Nesachim. Ata omed be'olato b'shlamav. Now, you tell me that pasuk what korbanot? Because he brings three korbanot. It's talking about the ola and the shelamim. Or eno ela afilu behatat. Maybe it means that even the korban hatat of the nazir needs to bring nesachim. Tamud omar ve'eta ayil yaaseh. Huh? This is by nazir. Be'olato ubishlama v'katub medaber. That the two korbanot of the nazir needs to bring nesachim. Which two korbanot? Olato and shelamav. Who told you? Maybe even his hatat of the nazir needs the sachim. Tamud lomar says ve'eta ayil yaaseh zevach shelamim. And then it says u'minhato v'nisko. It says by the nazir as well that his ayil, you will bring it as a shelamim. The ayil comes as a shelamim, and it'll come with the nesachim. Now I ask you, why does it have to say by the Nazir that the ayil of Shilamim needs Nesachim? We know that already. All Shilamim, we learned already, get Nesachim. Ayil Bechlal Haya. The ayil was Bechlal Nesachim, we learned it already. Ve'lama yatsa, why did I have to write it Befirush by the Nazir? Laki Shilav, to make a kesh to tell me. Ma ayil miyuhad. Just like the ayil is individual, is unique, that what? Ba benedru medaba. Afkol ba benedru medaba. Only the korbanot that come benedru medaba, they will need nesachim. Mashek and the hatat of the and the asham of the nazir that don't come benedru medaba, they don't need a nesachim. But the point is, it cannot be talking that pasuk of nazir, because we have a pasuk already of nazir that teaches me that it needs nesachim, because it's been iskehem, and that teaches me what, that the ola and the shilamim of the nazir need nesachim. How do we know it's not talking about the hatat? Because it says about the ayil, and I don't have to tell them about the ayil, because I know already ayil has nesachim. And like, somebody tell me, just like the ayil doesn't come in the daba, so the korbanot of the nazir that don't come in the daba also don't get nesachim. Also, then if we're back to that, so then obviously we're back to the question. There must be the pasuk over there, the extra pasuk by nesachim has been talking about the mitzorah. They come and tell me that what? That the mitzorah's korbanot, the three korbanot, the ola and the hatat and the asham, they get nesachim. And don't tell me so about the nazir, because we have pesukim by the nazir already that tell me what parts of the nazir get nesachim and which parts do not. So therefore, it must be coming to teach me. The O is teach me asham mitzorah, because the asham of the nazir does not get nesachim, as we just proved. How do I know the asham of the mitzvah of the shalom of the nazir does not get nesachim? Because it's the word ayil. It says the word ayil by nazir. Why does it have to say the word ayil by nazir? I know the ayil, all ayils get nesachim. And that's coming to tell me only the korbanot that are like the ayil get nesachim, asheg and the asham of the nazir, which is not like an ayil, because it's not bab and edrim and dabab, so therefore it doesn't get nesachim. So the pasuk is open to teach me what? The asham of the nazir, I'm sorry, the asham of the mitzvah, the hatat of the mitzvah gets nesachim. Continue. Ola, the word ola. Zu olat mitzvah. Back to that pasuk in Bamidbar. You tell me when it says the word ola, ola is extra. So it's coming to teach that the ola of the mitzvah needs nesachim. Ve'ema zu olat yoledet. Oh, who told you? There's another ola. Maybe when a lady gives birth. After she gives birth, she has to be a korban. Maybe that ola needs nesachim. We know that already from the end of the pasuk. Netanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, it says lakeves zu olat yoledet. It says lakeves ha'echad. The end of the pasuk of the sachim. So it says, what is the keves come and teach me? That's what the olav the yoledet. Ha'echad ze ahad asar shel maased shekarev shelamim. Let's say over here, the guy made a mistake. He's counting his maased, and instead of counting the tenth animal, he branded the 11th animal. So the hadush is that you have to bring that as a korban. Hadush is also when you bring, you have to bring it with nesachim. Shekarev shelamim. And you bring it as a korban shelamim. And when you bring it as a korban, it has to come with nesachim. Shelo matzinu la bechol ha-torah shiye tafel hamur min aikar. It's very strange. Because let's say you brought the actual tenth animal. The tenth animal is ma'asid. Does ma'asid have nesachim? No. So the hadush is over here, but the 11th, which is only subordinate to the tenth, it will need nesachim. That's a classic case where the tafel is more strict than the ikar. The 10th one would not need the sachim. But the 11th, which is subordinate to the 10th, will need the sachim. We have that from the pasuk. So therefore the pasuk of Ola must have been coming to teach me Ola of the Metzorah, because the Ola of Yoledet I know from somewhere else. Rava Amar, Rava says, Tav ezehu davar. Shesarich shloshah ribuyim. Havi omer zu metzora. That's very pashut. You know how I know the pasuk is talking about metzora? Because which other korban needs three ribuyim? Because metzora is the only item that brings three korbanot. You have a ola, you have a asham, and you have a chatat. So then you're talking, oh, maybe it's talking about this, maybe it's talking about that. Yeah, but all those other derashot, you only need one word. Which korban do you need all three words? The only korban where you can use all three words is what? The metzora. So then, that's why I was talking about the metzora. Od pam, the Gemara was questioning, you gave me a derashah by mitzvah. Who told you it was? Maybe it's Nazir. No, Nazir has his own pasuk. Or maybe it's Yoledet. Yoledet has his own pasuk. Rava's giving a third answer. Rava's saying, I'll prove it to you, it's mitzvah. You know why? Because there's three words extra in this pasuk. And it's the only korban that has three items. It has the atat, olan, nashab. So everyone must be talking about the korban mitzvah. Okay, we continue in the parasha of Nesachim. Pasuk says, La'ayil. Namali. Well, we know already, we said all ayils are shilamim, gets Nesachim. What did you have to tell me the word ayil for in this pasuk? So it says, Amar of Sheshat, Rabot Elosh Laharon. Well, the Hadush is that even the ayil that Aharon brings on Yom Kippur gets Nesachim. Elosh Laharon? Then Mu'adichem Nafka. We learned already. All the korbanot on the holiday, we had a pasuk, Me'mo'adechem, to teach me about the korban of the holiday, get Nesachim. What do you need a special pasuk to tell me? The ayil that Aharon brings on Kippur gets Nesachim. Sakara dagamina animili de sibur. When it says Mo'adechem, meaning korban sibur on the holiday, gets Nesachim. Aval di yachid, lo. But maybe I would tell you that a korban yachid, which is Aharon's ayil, maybe does not. That's why I have a pasuk. What do you mean? Why would I think that a yachid does not? Umay shenam me'olat yoledet. We have a case, we just learned that the Ola that a Yoledet brings, it's also a Korban Yahid and gets Nesachim. So why would it be any different? Which means, when it comes to the Ola of a Yoledet, it's not a set time. Whenever she gives birth, or it can be any time of the year, she brings the Korban. So then I'll tell you, that's more similar to Neder and Nedaba. Because Neder and Nedaba can come at any time. So therefore I would say that what? That maybe you led it, that's why it needs Nesachim, because it's coming any time. But this is a Korban Yahid that has a specific time to be brought. So it's really not like a Neder and a Daba in the sense that this has a specific time that has to be brought. Emalo, I would have thought that it does not need Nesachim. Kam Ashma'lan. Therefore it comes and teaches me that yes, it does need Nesachim, the Isle of Aharon on Kippur. All the Isle, what is the all coming to do? To come and teach me, let a boat at the Palgas. What is a Palgas? That is a sheep in the 13th month. Okay, a sheep up to the 12th month is called a Kevis. From the 13th month on, it's called an Isle. But in between the month 12 and 13, it's called the Pilgas. Meaning it's in between. It didn't reach the Ayil stage yet, but it left the Kevis stage. So it's somewhere in limbo. I'm assuming the word Palgas will come from the word like Pelig. Pelig, which is Hef. It's like in the middle. It's not a Kevis yet, but it's not an Ayil. So what's the Hadush? The Pasuk is coming to tell me that even when you bring a Pilgas, we're going to treat it like an Ayil. And therefore you have to bring the Nesachim that are normally brought as an Ayil. That's the O. All the Ayil. Not only an Ayil do you bring Nesachim, but even a Pilgas, you're going to treat it like an Ayil.
Pilgas.
Oh, very good.
Pilgas.
Very good. So comes the Gemara and says, Hanicha Rabbi Yochanan Ne'amad Bariyahu Nitnan Ekribo Mevi Alav Neske Ayil Ve'enu Ole Lo Mizimcho Ve'amad Rabbi Yochanan Ola Ayil Rabot Et Palgas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that this Palgas is its own creation. It's not an Ayil and it's not a Kevis, And that's why it says in the Mishnah in Para, Hikribo, if you brought the palgas, mevi alav niske ay, you bring it like the ayos nesachim. Ve'en olelo mizibho. But you're not going to be yotze, let's say in a case where a guy made a neder to bring a kevis, or he made a neder to bring an ayil. It's not either one. So you're not going to be yotze, your korban, but it follows the nesachim of a ayil. Why? Because we have the pasuk, like it says, ola ayil. Lerabot et apilgas legabel nesachim. However, so they're good. Ela le parpada de amar. Maite umatne de sefekahu. He says no. You bring the pilgas, and you bring the nisachim of an ayil, and you make a condition. If it's an ayil, so then let this be the nisachim of an ayil. And if it's not an ayil, so let the extra nisachim just be a motar korban. Which means he doesn't know what it is. He says it's a mamash a safek, this pilgas. So when you bring the pilgas to the Beit HaMikdash, you make a stipulation. You bring the nisachim of an ayil, because that's the larger amount. It's more than a kevis. So you bring the extra ayil, and you make it tanai. He says, if it has the din of an, if it's an ayil, then I brought the nisachim of an ayil. If it's not an ayil, so the extra wine that I brought will be motar. We'll go as extra wine in the mizbaya. But the point is, according to Bar Pada, it's tariq la rebuya sefekah. Which means I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I treat it like an ayil if it's a sefek. If you tell me that the pilgas is a biriyah b'fnei atzma, it's its own creation. Also, so it's not a kevis, it's not an ayin. So I need a pasuk to tell me, you know what? Treat it like an ayin. It is its own thing. But if you tell me it's a safik, I need the pasuk to tell me, Miss Safik, treat it like an ayin. It's pasuk, I'm going to treat it like an ayin. Because that's the humrah. When I bring the nesachim, I made a neder to bring a kevis. Right? Or I made it to bring a kevis or an ayin. Now I bring the pilgas. I don't know what this pilgas is. Safik. So for sure, to play it safe, I'm going to have to bring the highest shiur of nisachim. I need a pasuk to tell me that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Vadai lebar pada kasha. For sure, according to bar pada, it's a kasha. You don't need this pasuk. Which is the pasuk really is only fitting according to Rabbi Yohanan. But according to bar pada, I don't need a pasuk to tell me misafik, treat it like an ayil. I know if it's a safik, it's an ayil.
Give the nisachin if I'm not required to?
You give me extra.
You could.
Al-tanai.
And if that's full?
No, it's motar. It's motar. It's extra motar kadashim la mizbayah. Meaning if it's extra, if it's only a kevis, so up to the kevis is hayuv, and giving you extra donation to the motar la mizbayah. Actually, I could stop you.